street king. Yeah. They can get you anything. Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Yeah. It's time for summer with Street Kings back to the street sale. Get 20-inch wheel and tire sets starting at just $50 a week. Or 22 starting at only $60 a week. Brands like Azara, Cavallo, VCT, and more. Use their 90-day same as cash plan. Street King is loaded up with off-road packages. Brands like Fuel, XD, Moto Metal, Monster, and more. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 yeah. Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a Street King.
With Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi, you get reliably fast Wi-Fi in every corner of your home. That's how my uncle, the ring announcer, explained it.
In this corner, you can rumble with the best online players.
And in this corner of the basement,
you can knock out an entire series.
How about this corner in the attic?
Oh, yeah, even in this corner with the spiders!
Wi-Fi like a champ with wall-to-wall coverage from Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. Shake your phone to learn more. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed in certain cases. Panoramic Wi-Fi pods sold separately may be required for extended coverage. Restrictions apply.
Street King, yeah. They can get you anything. Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king. Yeah.
It's time for summer with Street Kings back to the street sale. Get 20-inch wheel and tire sets starting at just $50 a week. Or 22 starting at only $60 a week. Brands like Azara, Cavallo, VCT, and more. Use their 90-day same as cash plan. Street King is loaded up with off-road packages. Brands like Fuel, XD, Moto Metal, Monster, and more. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 yeah. Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the show that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the WNBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we have the latest scores, highlights, current league leaders, standings, and the player of the week in the WNBA. So we hope you enjoy this edition of the program. I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off with Sue Bird. When you talk about one of the greats, not just in women's basketball, but just in basketball, period, you got to talk about Sue Bird, a consummate professional, great at what she does at the point guard position, being a quintessential point guard for the Seattle Storm. And it's amazing. She's played her entire WNBA career for the Seattle Storm. And look at the accomplishments. They're truly phenomenal. A four-time WNBA champion, multiple WNBA All-Star, also a member of the WNBA 10th anniversary team, 15th anniversary team, the 20th anniversary team, and the 25th anniversary team. She's the WNBA's all-time assist leader, not to mention a two-time NCAA champion during her time at UConn, her teammate Diana Taurasi. She has had so many accomplishments. And on top of that, she is a five-time Olympic gold medalist, winning gold medals in 2004 in Athens, 2008 in Beijing, 2012 in London, 2016 in Rio de Janeiro, and 2020 in Tokyo. Sue has just been a trailblazer, not just for women's basketball, but for all of basketball in general. And I'm bringing up Sue Bird because this week she announced her retirement. Yeah, that's right. She announced that she's going to be retiring from playing professional basketball after the 2020 WNBA season. And it's going to be bittersweet not seeing Sue in the WNBA next season. While we stay with Sue for a moment, some highlights that I would like to play for you and some sound bites from an action that had taken place on Sunday, June the 19th. It was the Seattle Storm. They traveled to the East Coast to play the New York Liberty at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. And if you don't know, or you may have not known, that Sue is a native of New York City. She grew up in the New York metropolitan area, so this is likely to be her last game in New York, and I know a lot of family and a lot of friends were supporting Sue every step of the way. And towards the end of the game, Sue hit a three-pointer in the fourth quarter to seal the deal for the Storm in her final game in New York to beat the New York Liberty. Here's how it happened.
Abby Williams, realizing killing time. Bird for three. Win it! So Sue Bird, maybe in her last shot attempt in New York.
All right, that audio courtesy of ESPN. Again, the final score was Seattle, 81, New York, 72. Sue finished with 11 points. Also contributing for the Storm, you had Gabby Williams with 23 points. Brianna Stewart had 18 points. Ezzie Magbegor finished with 10 points. But the story of the day was Sue Bird, and the day belonged to Sue Bird. Afterwards, Sue gave a post-game interview after the Storm beat the Liberty in her final game in New York.
Unbelievable. I want to thank the New York Liberty. They really showed me a lot of love in getting my family tickets. The team wore Thank You Sue shirts to warm up. That took me totally off guard and by surprise. To all the fans who came out, thank you so much. I've got, you know, people in here that I've known my whole life, friends, family, old friends, new friends, some homies. I see you, Jesus and Tommy. It's really been amazing. I'm so glad that I was able to hit my final shot in my final game in New York. I had to. It didn't look like it was going in for a second. This is where I grew up, you know, and anybody knows who's from New York, it teaches you a lot about basketball. And there is a legacy here. New York basketball is the best, and I just tried to upheld my side of it. And now it's time to pass the torch. I do have one last thing to say. I don't think the Brooklyn fans are going to like it. Bing bong. Just keep getting better. This is a really good New York Liberty team, but this is a great road trip for us. We went 4-1. We haven't played with our full roster, I think, like three times. So we have a long way to go, and hopefully we can peak at the right time.
All right, that audio courtesy of ESPN. So, again, Sue Bird just acknowledging what New York means to her and talking about New York basketball. And, again, the Storm would go on to beat the Liberty 81-72. Let's stay with Sue for a moment. Here's Sue when she officially made the announcement about her retirement.
Yeah. So how and when? I had an inkling before the season started, and I was trying to be as upfront as possible about that, just knowing that this was most likely going to be my last year, but I wanted to be absolutely positive. And as the season started, maybe even in training camp, I started to think about it a little bit more, and I've really deep down known for a while now. So then it just became, all right, well, when do you want to say it? And I juggled around a couple ideas, but to be honest, it wasn't until I started preparing for this road trip, particularly our last game, which is in New York, and especially because that's going to be the last time I play in New York. We come back to Connecticut, so I got more time here. But knowing it was going to be my last game in New York is really what started the thought process around announcing that this would be my last year. So that was kind of the how and the when. That was the motivating factor on the timing. And I feel like for every athlete, sometimes it really just comes down to, you know when you know. There isn't necessarily a recipe for it. You just know when you know. And now that I know, and now, again, that this New York game is coming, I get to share it with my family, my friends, which I'm excited about. It was the right time for me. I think in some ways being in a gray area can make it uncomfortable, whether it's media asking questions, maybe people I come across at a game, you know, fans at a game, or maybe in the street, like, oh, so is it, isn't it? You know, there's that awkward back and forth. So now that it's final, maybe we can all kind of treat it that way and just move on, not talk about it too much. Deal? Well, of course. I started to, like, loosely write this list of people I wanted to give a heads up to, people I wanted them to hear directly from me versus just seeing it on my social media or in the media. And it was interesting because that list just like over, you know, a couple of days kept getting longer and longer, which I think is amazing because it just speaks to all of those that have touched me, touched my career, have played a role, not just my family, friends, coaches, former teammates. I waited to tell my teammates here in Seattle and the staff until I told the staff this morning. I told my teammates last night just because I didn't want like the whole road trip to be like that in the back of anyone's head. So I waited to, you know, the best for last, I guess that you could say. But pretty much everybody, like I said, who's played a role in my life and my career, I wanted them to hear directly from me. So there was a lot of heads up given. And I am very proud of playing my whole career here in Seattle. I think not that it has nothing to do with the fact that it's rare these days or it has nothing to do with any of that. I just have enjoyed all of my time here. And I just feel so connected to the team, to the city, to the fan base, to all the people that have come through. And that's really what it's about. I think as you go through a career, you realize it's really about the people So I'm just really lucky that I played for a first-class organization alongside some of the world's best, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. Yeah, of course I've given it some thought. I don't really have – I wish I did. I don't really have, like, a specific answer for you. In the last couple of years, I've definitely tried to dabble in some different things outside of basketball, see what I like, see what I don't like. There are some things on the horizon that I can look forward to, whether you're talking about, you know, Peyton's Places being a part of that franchise. Maybe the BTS show becomes a thing. We'll see. You never know. And that's really the beauty of it. And, you know, one thing, one quote I always come back to, and I've said this before, is when Derek Jeter retired, you know, he said he was looking forward to being like a young person again. So I realize 41 is actually young. Currently, I don't feel that way in my line of work. So it's really exciting just to know that what's ahead of me, I can be young again. I can kind of try new things and see what's out there.
All right, that audio courtesy of King TV, the NBC affiliate in Seattle, Washington, and certainly Sue just talking about her plans after her professional basketball career is over with. She's definitely got a lot on her plate immediately after her playing days are over with. I mentioned her name earlier, Diana Taurasi. Sue and Diana were teammates at UConn under head coach Gino Auriemma, and also they've played against each other for so many years in the WNBA and also very close friends. Here's Diana talking about Sue and her retirement.
I told her yesterday I'm still in denial. You know, I'm just so used to basketball with Sue. You know, as a teammate, as a competitor for the game of basketball, she's took it to a different level on so many different fronts, on the court, off the court, and she's pushed the envelope every single time. And we owe a lot to be grateful for and thankful for because of Sue.
That audio courtesy of Bally Sports Arizona and Diana Taurasi. I'm like, Diana, I'm still in denial that I can't believe this is going to be Sue Bird's final season in the WNBA. But as they say, all good things must come to an end. So congratulations to Sue on a fantastic basketball career from high school to college to the pros overseas. Congratulations, Sue, and good luck to you on whatever endeavors that you have next on the horizon in your career. My next storyline is going to be the Las Vegas Aces. Las Vegas has been the hottest team in the WNBA in the first half of the season. Currently, they're on a winning streak as this show is airing. So far in the month of June, they have a record of 4-1. They lost at the beginning of the month to Connecticut, but since then they have won 4 in a row, beating Dallas twice, beating Los Angeles, and beating Minnesota. Asia Wilson is currently the leading vote-getter for the WNBA All-Star Game this season. Asia Wilson and also her teammate Kelsey Plum are the top vote-getters in this year's WNBA All-Star Game. Asia, Kelsey, you can also add Jackie Young, who is having a phenomenal first half of the year. How about Chelsea Gray? She has been no slouch by any means of the imagination. And, of course, De'Erica Hamby, the two-time WNBA Sixth Woman of the Year. Just that starting five with Las Vegas is phenomenal. In my opinion, the best starting five in the WNBA so far this season, and then right up there behind them would be Connecticut. This team is on a roll. Becky Hammon is definitely going to be an early candidate for WNBA Head Coach of the Year. She's done an amazing job in only her first season with the Aces. So big ups to the Las Vegas Aces for handling their business in the first half of the WNBA season. And for my last storyline is going to be WNBA All-Star voting. Again, the WNBA All-Star Game takes place this year in Chicago, and it will be July 10th on ABC. The leading vote-getter so far for this year's WNBA All-Star Game from the Las Vegas Aces, Asia Wilson. And then right behind her is the league MVP from three seasons ago, Breanna Stewart from the Seattle Storm. She's number two. And then rounding out the top five, Candace Parker representing the Chicago Sky, Asia Wilson's teammate from Las Vegas, Kelsey Plum, and then you have Elena Deladon representing the Washington Mystics. So once again, the top five leading all-star vote-getters for this year's WNBA All-Star Game is Asia Wilson, Breanna Stewart, Candace Parker, Kelsey Plum, and Elena Deladon. So again, this year's WNBA All-Star Game will take place on July the 10th. at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central Time on ABC. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll have your scores, highlights, current league leaders, the standings, and the player of the week in the WNBA. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
Street King, yeah. They can get you anything. Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Yeah. It's time for summer with Street Kings back to the street sale. Get 20-inch wheel and tire sets starting at just $50 a week. Or 22 starting at only $60 a week. Brands like Azara, Cavallo, VCT, and more. Use their 90-day same as cash plan. Street King is loaded up with off-road packages. Brands like Fuel, XD, Moto Metal, Monster, and more. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 yeah. Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king. Street King, yeah. They can get you anything. Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Yeah. It's time for summer with Street Kings back to the street sale. Get 20-inch wheel and tire sets starting at just $50 a week. Or 22 starting at only $60 a week. Brands like Azara, Cavallo, VCT, and more. Use their 90-day same as cash plan. Street King is loaded up with off-road packages. Brands like Fuel, XD, Moto Metal, Monster, and more. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 yeah. Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king. Street King, yeah. They can get you anything. Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Yeah. It's time for summer with Street Kings back to the street sale. Get 20-inch wheel and tire sets starting at just $50 a week. Or 22 starting at only $60 a week. Brands like Azara, Cavallo, VCT, and more. Use their 90-day same as cash plan. Street King is loaded up with off-road packages. Brands like Fuel, XD, Moto Metal, Monster, and more. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 yeah. Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Street King, yeah. They can get you anything. Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Yeah. It's time for summer with Street Kings back to the street sale. Get 20-inch wheel and tire sets starting at just $50 a week. Or 22 starting at only $60 a week. Brands like Azara, Cavallo, VCT, and more. Use their 90-day same as cash plan. Street King is loaded up with off-road packages. Brands like Fuel, XD, Moto Metal, Monster, and more. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 yeah. Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
Street King, yeah. They can get you anything. Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king. Yeah.
It's time for summer with Street Kings back to the street sale. Get 20-inch wheel and tire sets starting at just $50 a week. Or 22 starting at only $60 a week. Brands like Azara, Cavallo, VCT, and more. Use their 90-day same as cash plan. Street King is loaded up with off-road packages. Brands like Fuel, XD, Moto Metal, Monster, and more. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 yeah. Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king.
right, everybody, welcome back to the program. It's now time for scores and highlights from the week that was in the WNBA. Let's start off with action from Tuesday, June the 14th, between the Phoenix Mercury and the Washington Mystics. The Mystics would go on to beat the Mercury, final score 83-65. Lighting it up for the Mystics was Shakira Austin. I tell you what, Shakira, again, a top five pick in this year's WNBA draft, the rookie out of Ole Miss. She has been sensational so far, and I know she's definitely has a strong chance to play in this year's WNBA All-Star game as a rookie. Again, Shakira had a double-double in the win over the Phoenix Mercury. Here's how it happened.
Cloud gets it over to Austin, who goes right at Tina Charles. And that's one thing about Shakira Austin. She's not going to shy away from anybody. Deserves those votes. Asia Wilson, her teammate, has more votes than anyone than Stewie. Austin, nice. Here's Austin. Cloud over to Austin. Another nice assist for Natasha Cloud. Rossi has been stuck on six for a while, hit two threes early in the first quarter. Now she's battling with Deligon. Shot clock winding down. Austin takes it right to Charles again. Natasha Cloud getting that last bucket for Washington. Gets the lead back up to 10, and now Austin takes it away. Austin wants it, takes it right to Turner. They're getting closer. They're thinking right after the All-Star break, they'd like to get Kia back onto the floor. Austin able to roll it in over Tina Charles.
Great bucket.
She hasn't even taken a shot today, and you mentioned it earlier, but has been very impactful. The Shields got a block by Austin, who fired up.
All right, that audio courtesy of ESPN. Again, the final score, Washington 83, Phoenix 65. Shakira Austin had a double-double with 16 points and 10 rebounds. Meanwhile, Alicia Clark finished with 11 points. Ariel Atkins had 13 points. Natasha Cloud had only 6 points, but she had 10 assists. And Elizabeth Williams finished with 10 points. Again, the final score, Washington 83, the Phoenix Mercury 65. Let's move along now to action from Tuesday, June 14th. The Seattle Storm going up against the Minnesota Lynx. Final score, Seattle 81, Minnesota 79. It was a very close game, but of course, one of the best in the business, Breanna Stewart, handled her business in helping the Storm beat the Lynx. Here's Breanna in action.
Jovi talked about the confidence that the rookie is playing with, and now back the other way is Breanna Stewart, the league-leading scorer, is able to get a bucket, and it's just so easy and effortless when you watch her shoot her and score from the three-point line. Stewart can't leave her that wide open because she can knock down the three. The assist there, passing the ball, finding the right player on time, on target, just like this in transition. Easy bucket there for Breanna Stewart. Mac Bagor with the size advantage wins it there as the Storm back the other way. Flipping to the rim, Breanna Stewart elevating and ever so tough over the last couple of games. Had a career high 23 points in Sunday's loss now with 9. Breanna Stewart back the other way, among others, as the Mystics were able to notch another win tonight against Phoenix. There, just hanging out in the paint with Breanna Stewart.
Just too many easy looks, and you already saw that possession, a higher defensive energy and intensity level than we saw the entire first half from Seattle.
2 points for Ezzy Magbegor. So slow start for Minnesota coming out of the locker room. Good pass, great pass even from Stewart to Lloyd.
Be more aggressive in that mindset. Get the offensive rebound, put it in. But there we see the two man getting it easy in the paint.
Great dish from Lloyd to Stewart.
By Jess Shepard.
Stewie coming up with the rebound and the putback. McBride finding Shepard. But great defense. Just over 5 minutes to go in regulation. French, can't she do it again? Hit check, yep!
He can't stay in the zone.
He's poking up, finding Stewart.
Drew Lloyd finds Brianna Stewart, and Stewart coming up clutch with the buck.
That audio courtesy of ESPN. Again, the final score, Seattle 81, Minnesota 79. Brianna Stewart finished with 29 points. Meanwhile, Jewel Lloyd had 14 points. Epiphany Prince finished with 15 points. Gabby Williams had 10 rebounds. Final score again, Seattle 81, Minnesota 79. We move along now to action from Wednesday, June the 15th, between the Las Vegas Aces squaring off against the Dallas Wings. Final score, Las Vegas 92, Dallas 84. Asia Wilson and Kelsey Plum, my goodness, these two have been sensational in this first half of the season for the Las Vegas Aces. Asia finished with 25 points. Kelsey finished with 27 points. Here's Asia and Kelsey in action.
Running in time on the shot clock to Chelsea Gray. Asia Wilson's pull-up jumper. Last three games, she's 53% from beyond the arc. Here is Wilson. One big step, impossible to stop. Here is Ty Harris. Wings run a lot of sets to try to get Arike's shot. Harris's shot is blocked. Isabel can't come up with it.
Right now, just doing a really good job of leading on the floor. And like you said, Ron, she's coming back and she's playing aggressive. And she's doing a good job with her team right now.
Since Becky Hammond called the timeout, Las Vegas is 2 of 7 shooting. Wilson, Kayla Thornton went for the steal. And that allows Asia Wilson, in her fifth year, to come up with the easy two. Becky Hammond threw a lot of what Vicky called junk defenses, zones against the Wings. Count the basketball, Plum, and there's a foul. The lead is 11, biggest of the game, and Las Vegas again right down the paint. Las Vegas is not led in this game. Hamby out top, Plum. Boy, they gave her way too much room and make some pay.
Great of a defender as Asia Wilson is, she's got to be a little bit more out on the perimeter with a walk on the floor, with Kayla on the floor. So Dallas is able to spread the floor.
I tell you, watch Asia Wilson's footwork. Arike on the drive. No, here comes Plum. She's very dangerous. Averages over 6 assists a game. That is why.
I think with Jackie Young, you want to see her get a little bit more involved offensively. But there's Asia Wilson right down the...
All right, that audio courtesy of WNBA League Pass. Again, the final score, Las Vegas 92, Dallas 84. Asia Wilson finished with 25 points. Kelsey Plum finished with 27 points. D'Erica Hamby had a double-double with 16 points, 12 rebounds. And Chelsea Gray finished with 16 points. Again, the final score, Las Vegas 92, Dallas 84. Also action from Wednesday, June 15th. The Connecticut Sun beat the Atlanta Dream 105-92. For the Sun, Courtney Williams finished with 20 points. Natisha Heidemann had 18 points. Jonquel Jones finished with 15 points. Brianna Jones had 12 points. And Dejanay Carrington finished with 11 points. Again, the final score, Connecticut 105, Atlanta 92. And then we had the Phoenix Mercury going up against the Indiana Fever. The final score, Phoenix 93, Indiana 80. For the Mercury, Tina Charles, I mean, one of the best in the business and still getting it done in her playing career. I tell you what, Tina showing no signs of slowing down so far. And certainly she's made a big contribution for the Phoenix Mercury, again, in the absence of Brittany Griner due to some strange situations going on with her. But nevertheless, Tina made history entering the top 5 WNBA all-time leading scorers list. Here's Tina in action.
Indiana's hit 2 of their first 8. Phoenix just 1 of their first 7. As Charles going to work and works the baseline to perfection. That would be Kathy Pondexter. She would be catching. Here is Charles, straightaway 3, and she rattles it home. Tina Charles this time working on Engler. That left hand, well, she's got a real strong array.
Yeah, she looks a little less aggressive than what we saw during the Minnesota game. And that was something very special. That's something that she is able to do. And we've already seen it. So just to be able to replicate that is definitely a focus thing.
5 here in the last 10 seconds. Trying to get their offense back on track. Here is Jenny Sims. Kick out Charles, a 3. And she's got it right there. Moves into 5th all time in the history of the WNBA in scoring. She passes Cappy Pondexter. It only took her a quarter to get there. There's Charles with the steal. Petty with the baseball pass. It's right on the money for DeShield. Mitchell using that egg boat screen. Finds some space. That one rolls out on her. There is no Lisa Smith with the rebound. Had it blocked from behind by Charles. Charles, shot clock down to five. Beautiful find. And there's Turner Lane.
Kind of expand.
All right, that audio courtesy of WNBA League Pass. The final score, Phoenix 93, Indiana 80. Tina Charles finished with 29 points. Diamond DeShields at 16 points. Diana Taurasi at 17 points. Skylar Diggins-Smith finished with 13 points. And Brianna Turner had 10 rebounds. Again, the final score, Phoenix 93, Indiana 80. We move along now to action from Thursday, June the 16th. The Washington Mystics squared off against the New York Liberty. The Liberty would beat the Mystics 77-65. Natasha Howard came up big in this game for the Liberty as she had a season high of 27 points. And Natasha, her presence is definitely going to be needed in the absence of Bettnija Laney, who's battling a knee injury, who should be back within the next 5 to 6 weeks or so. But nevertheless, Natasha stepping up, came up big in this game, as the Liberty would go on to beat the Mystics. And certainly Natasha is somebody, one of the top defenders in the league. Here's Natasha in action.
Not just with Crystal Dangerfield, but also the fact that Maureen Johannes is in the lineup. You've got extra ball handlers out there. Howard with the move back to the basket. Quickly on the other end, she gets the block. Liberty going the other way. Defense always leads to offense. Sometimes you've got scorers like Natasha Howard and Sabrina Ionescu. You want to get the ball to them, but remember, you can hoop too. Howard and Ionescu working off one another. 4 points for Natasha Howard. 6-2, a little over 2 minutes gone in this first quarter. Quick passes by the Liberty. Now they've got Natasha Howard down low 3 times in this first quarter.
Maisha Hines-Allen is a player that Coach Tebow says has been more decisive, and that's led to her success as of late.
They keep going to Natasha Howard in the paint. Howard goes down low again with the saucy move. Footwork on display.
Bringing their strength and bringing their best effort. And I think Shatori Walker-Kimbo is an excellent example of that.
Always so much respect. And coaches thrive on athletes. Behind the defense again, exactly what Mike Tebow does not want to see. 12 points for Natasha Howard. You've got Dolson, Howard, Johannes, Dangerfield, and Ionescu on the floor. Howard just can't miss.
That audio courtesy of WNBA League Pass. The final score, the New York Liberty 77, the Washington Mystics 65. Natasha Howard finished with a season high of 27 points. Han Chu finished with 12 points, and Sabrina Ionescu finished with 10 points. Once again, the final score, the New York Liberty 77, the Washington Mystics 65. Let's move along now to action from Friday, June the 17th. We had the Seattle Storm going up against the Connecticut Sun. The Sun was going to beat the Storm 82-71. For the Sun, DeWanna Bonner had a double-double with 20 points and 10 rebounds. Jonquel Jones had a double-double with 17 points and 13 rebounds. Breonna Jones had 19 points, and Alyssa Thomas finished with 10 points. Again, the final score, Connecticut 82, Seattle 71. We also had the Dallas Wings going up against the Phoenix Mercury. Dallas would beat Phoenix 93-88. For the Wings, Arike Ogunbowale finished with 24 points. Isabel Harrison had 16 points. Marina Mabry finished with 14 points. Tierra McCowan had a double-double with 18 points and 10 rebounds. And then Alicia Gray had 12 points. Again, the final score, Dallas 93, Phoenix 88. And finally, in overtime, the Atlanta Dream would go up against the Chicago Sky, and the Sky would pull it off in overtime, 106-100. Kalia Copper had a double-double with 23 points, 10 rebounds. Emma Mieseman also had a double-double with 17 points and 12 rebounds. Allie Quigley finished with 17 points. Azaree Stevens had 15 points. Courtney Vandersloot finished with 11 points. And Rebecca Gardner finished with 15 points. Again, the final score in overtime, Chicago 106, Atlanta 100. And let's move along now to action from Sunday, June the 19th. So the final score, once again, the Seattle Storm beat the New York Liberty 81-72. For the Storm, Sue Bird, in her last game being played in New York, she had 11 points. Gabby Williams finished with 23 points. Brianna Stewart had 18 points. And Ezzy Magbogor finished with 10 points. Again, the final score, Seattle 81, New York 72. We have the Washington Mystics going up against the Connecticut Sun. Washington would beat Connecticut 71-63. Elena Deladon, I tell you what, again, we talk about Sue Bird. We mentioned Diana Taurasi, also Tina Charles, and you got to mention Elena Deladon. Elena, again, is going to be a future Hall of Famer one day, definitely somebody that's always handled her business, whether it be in college, in the pros, or in overseas. Here's Elena in her performance in the victory over the Connecticut Sun.
Clark, now Atkins. Cloud, they go immediately inside. Deladon, the spin, the step back, the drop.
One of the squads that are top five in second chance points. Last week, Jonquel Jones and Brianna Jones, who we've yet to see in this game.
Deladon, count the bucket and the foul. The and one opportunity.
Take our time. Use your own speed. And she does that on Alyssa Thomas and gets the and one and just shoots right over the defender. You see right there, the right elbow gets hit.
Clark able to retrieve that before going out of bounds. Deladon off the screen. She connects.
That's the length we were talking about in the open, Megan. Again, going against Jonquel Jones in this game, so you can't telegraph those passes is what I'm trying to say. There's too much length here.
Elena Deladon so good when she goes window, gets that to fall. Rui Machida into the ballgame for the Mystics. Deladon going at Jones. Gets that one to go, looking for the foul on it. Atkins goes to Deladon. Collects, still gets it to go.
Fumbled, I guess should I say, with the calls, but it's because they're the aggressor, the Mystics, right here. Elena Deladon.
All right, that audio courtesy of CBS. The final score, Washington 71, Connecticut 63. For the Mystics, again, Elena Deladon finished with 15 points. Ariel Atkins had 12 points. Alicia Clark and Shatori Walker-Kimbrough both had 10 points. Again, the final score, Washington 71, Connecticut 63. Also, in other action, we had the Indiana Fever beat the Chicago Sky in a close one, 89-87. For the Fever, rookie Nalissa Smith had a double-double with 26 points and 11 rebounds. Kelsey Mitchell finished with 13 points. Emma Cannon had 11 points, and Lexi Hall finished with 10 points. The final score, again, Indiana 89, Chicago 87. We had the Los Angeles Sparks going up against the Dallas Wings. Dallas would win 92-82. For the Wings, Alicia Gray had a double-double with 20 points and 12 rebounds. Arike Ogunbowale finished with 27 points. Marina Mabry finished with 21 points. And Kayla Thornton finished with 15 points. Again, the final score, Dallas 92, Los Angeles 82. And finally, in a very close game between the Minnesota Lynx and the Las Vegas Aces, Las Vegas would beat Minnesota 96-95. For the Aces, Kelsey Plum finished with 21 points. Asia Wilson had 25 points. De'Erica Hamby and Chelsea Gray both scored 16 points. And Jackie Young had 13 points. Again, the final score, Las Vegas 96, Minnesota 95. And those were your scores from the week that was in the WNBA. Let's move along now to the Player of the Week awards. Currently, for the Player of the Week, for the week of June the 13th, first off in the Eastern Conference, Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty, and for the Western Conference, Brianna Stewart from the Seattle Storm. So once again, congratulations to Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty becoming the Eastern Conference Player of the Week for the week of June the 13th, and Brianna Stewart from the Seattle Storm as she became the Western Conference Player of the Week for the week of June the 13th. Let's move along now to the current league leaders in the WNBA. Let's start off with points per game. The leading scorer in the WNBA is Brianna Stewart from the Seattle Storm. She's averaging 21 points per game. Next up, we have Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces. She's averaging 20 points per game. Coming in third is Arike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Wings. She's averaging 19 points per game. Coming in fourth is Kelsey Mitchell from the Indiana Fever. And in fifth, Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. Next category is rebounds per game. Number one, Sylvia Fowles from the Minnesota Lynx. She's averaging 10 rebounds a game. Coming in at number two is Asia Wilson, followed by in third, Jonquel Jones from the Connecticut Sun. In fourth is De'Arica Hamby from the Las Vegas Aces. And in fifth is Nalissa Smith from the Indiana Fever. Next category is assists per game. At number one, actually, we have a tie for first place. Courtney Vandersloot from the Chicago Sky and Natasha Cloud from the Washington Mystics. They're both averaging 7 assists per game. Coming in third is Sue Bird from the Seattle Storm. In fourth is Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty. And in fifth, Chelsea Gray from the Las Vegas Aces. Next category is blocks per game. At number one, Ezzie Magbogor from the Seattle Storm. At number two is Asia Wilson. And coming in third is Liz Cambage from the Los Angeles Sparks. And tied for fourth, Queen Egbo and Emily Inksler, both teammates representing the Indiana Fever. The next category that we have is field goal percentage. Coming in at number one is Sylvia Fowles from the Minnesota Lynx. Coming in at number two is Nneka Ogwumike from the Los Angeles Sparks. Sylvia is shooting 64% from the field. Nneka is shooting 59% from the field. Coming in third is Brianna Jones from the Connecticut Sun. She's shooting 57% from the field. Coming in fourth is the rookie Shakira Austin from the Washington Mystics. And in fifth, Rebecca Gardner from the Chicago Sky. Next category, free throw percentage. Coming in at number one, Shea Petty from the Phoenix Mercury. She is shooting 100% from the free throw line. That is correct, folks. Followed by number two, Allie Quigley from the Chicago Sky. She's shooting 93% from the free throw line. Coming in at number two is Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty. In fourth, Satu Sabali from the Dallas Wings. And in fifth is Kelsey Mitchell from the Indiana Fever. Next category that we have is three-point percentage. At number one, Moriah Jefferson from the Minnesota Lynx. She's shooting 48% from the three-point line. Coming in at number two, Destiny Henderson from the Indiana Fever. She's shooting 47% from three-point range. Coming in third is Epiphany Prince from the Seattle Storm. She's shooting 46%. Coming in fourth is Nneka Ogwumike from the Los Angeles Sparks. She's shooting 45%. And tied for fifth, Jackie Young from the Las Vegas Aces and Alicia Gray from the Dallas Wings. They're both shooting 43%. Next category is three-pointers made. Tied for first, Kelsey Plum and Arike Ogunbowale. And then coming in third is Diana Taurasi. And in fourth, Ryan Howard from the Atlanta Dream. And in fifth, Jewel Lloyd from the Seattle Storm. Next category that we have is minutes played. At currently, the most minutes played in the WNBA at number one, Skylar Diggins-Smith from the Phoenix Mercury. Coming in at number two, Kelsey Plum and Breonna Turner. Kelsey represents the Aces. Breonna Turner represents the Phoenix Mercury. Coming in fourth is Jackie Young from the Las Vegas Aces. And in fifth, Tina Charles from the Phoenix Mercury. And the last category that we have is steals per game. Coming in at number one is Brittany Sykes from the Los Angeles Sparks. Tied for second in steals, Brianna Stewart. And then we have Emma Meesom. And Emma represents the Chicago Sky. Coming in fourth is Ari McDonald from the Atlanta Dream. And in fifth is Nneka Ogwumike from the Los Angeles Sparks. And those are your league, current league leaders in the WNBA. Before we go to commercial break, here are the current standings. Starting off in the Eastern Conference at number one, the Connecticut Sun. They have a record of 12-5. At number two, the Chicago Sky. They have a record of 10-5. Followed by in third place, the Washington Mystics with a record of 11-7. Coming in fourth, the Atlanta Dream with a record of 7-8. Coming in fifth are the New York Liberty with a record of 6-10. And in last place are the Indiana Fever with a record of 5-13. And we move over to the Western Conference. The best record in the WNBA again belongs to Las Vegas Aces. They have a record of 13-2. Coming in at number two in the Western Conference is the Seattle Storm. They have a record of 10-6. Coming in third are the Dallas Wings with a record of 8-8. Coming in fourth are the Phoenix Mercury with a record of 6-10. The Los Angeles Sparks are in fifth with a record of 5-9. and last place are the Minnesota Lynx with a record of 3-13. And those are your current standings in the WNBA. When we come back from the break, we'll have the upcoming games on the schedule for the WNBA. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
Street King, yeah. They can get you anything. Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Yeah. It's time for summer with Street Kings back to the street sale. Get 20-inch wheel and tire sets starting at just $50 a week or 22 starting at only $60 a week. Brands like Azara, Cavallo, VCT, and more. Use their 90-day same-as cash plan. Street King is loaded up with off-road packages. Brands like Fuel, XD, Moto Metal, Monster, and more. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 yeah. Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king. Street King, yeah. They can get you anything. Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Yeah. It's time for summer with Street Kings back to the street sale. Get 20-inch wheel and tire sets starting at just $50 a week or 22 starting at only $60 a week. Brands like Azara, Cavallo, VCT, and more. Use their 90-day same-as cash plan. Street King is loaded up with off-road packages. Brands like Fuel, XD, Moto Metal, Monster, and more. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 yeah. Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Street King, yeah. They can get you anything. Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Yeah. It's time for summer with Street Kings back to the street sale. Get 20-inch wheel and tire sets starting at just $50 a week or 22 starting at only $60 a week. Brands like Azara, Cavallo, VCT, and more. Use their 90-day same-as cash plan. Street King is loaded up with off-road packages. Brands like Fuel, XD, Moto Metal, Monster, and more. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 yeah. Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Street King, yeah. They can get you anything. Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Yeah. It's time for summer with Street Kings back to the street sale. Get 20-inch wheel and tire sets starting at just $50 a week or 22 starting at only $60 a week. Brands like Azara, Cavallo, VCT, and more. Use their 90-day same-as cash plan. Street King is loaded up with off-road packages. Brands like Fuel, XD, Moto Metal, Monster, and more. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 yeah. Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Street King.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movements that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. At this time.
Street King, yeah. They can get you anything. Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Yeah. It's time for summer with Street Kings back to the street sale. Get 20-inch wheel and tire sets starting at just $50 a week or 22 starting at only $60 a week. Brands like Azara, Cavallo, VCT, and more. Use their 90-day same-as cash plan. Street King is loaded up with off-road packages. Brands like Fuel, XD, Moto Metal, Monster, and more. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 yeah. Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Iced tea knows iced tea, which is why I get my iced tea at Raising Cane's. We're both fresh all day. Sometimes we're sweet, sometimes we're unsweet, Jack. So chill out with your favorite iced teas this summer at Raising Cane's. One love.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. It's now time to give you the current upcoming games on the schedule for the WNBA. Let's start off with action on Tuesday, June the 21st. We have the Dallas Wings going up against the Atlanta Dream. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time. We have the Minnesota Lynx going off against the Phoenix Mercury. Tip-off is at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Then we have the Chicago Sky going up against the Las Vegas Aces. Tip-off is at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. And then we have the Washington Mystics going up against the Los Angeles Sparks. Tip-off is at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central Time, 7:30 p.m. Pacific. Let's move along now to action on Wednesday, June the 22nd. There's only one game on the schedule, and it's between the New York Liberty and the Connecticut Sun. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time. Let's move along now to action on Thursday, June 23rd. The Phoenix Mercury square off against the Minnesota Lynx. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Time. We have the Indiana Fever going up against the Dallas Wings. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Time. The Washington Mystics square off against the Seattle Storm. Tip-off is at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Then we have the Chicago Sky going up against the Los Angeles Sparks. Tip-off is at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central Time, 7:30 p.m. Pacific. Then they have one game on the schedule on Friday, June the 24th, between the New York Liberty and the Atlanta Dream. Tip-off is at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central Time, between the New York Liberty and the Atlanta Dream. Let's move along now to Saturday, June 25th. We actually have three games on the bill on that day. The Phoenix Mercury square off against the Dallas Wings. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Time, followed by the Los Angeles Sparks and the Seattle Storm. Tip-off is at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Pacific. And then the Washington Mystics square off against the Las Vegas Aces. Tip-off is at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Let's move along now to Sunday, June 26th, where we have the Connecticut Sun going up against the Atlanta Dream. Tip-off is at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central Time. And then we have the Minnesota Lynx going up against the Chicago Sky. Tip-off is at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central Time. And then on Monday, June 27th, we have the Indiana Fever squaring off against the Phoenix Mercury. Tip-off is at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. And then the Las Vegas Aces square off against the Los Angeles Sparks. Tip-off is at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central Time, 7:30 p.m. Pacific. And those are your upcoming games on the WNBA schedule. Thank you once again to you, the listeners out there, for tuning in to this edition of Striving for It All. Gumed Robinson, so long, everyone.
Iced tea knows iced tea, which is why I get my iced tea at Raising Cane's. We're both fresh all day. Sometimes we're sweet, sometimes we're unsweet, Jack. So chill out with your favorite iced teas this summer at Raising Cane's. One love. Iced tea knows iced tea, which is why I get my iced tea at Raising Cane's. We're both fresh all day. Sometimes we're sweet, sometimes we're unsweet, Jack. So chill out with your favorite iced teas this summer at Raising Cane's. One love.
BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code EASY200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today with the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.